Pepco must be controlled by climate change deniers. For the past 10 years, as evidence of global climate change began to pile up, Pepco has reduced their workforce of linemen, those who go up to poles and fix the wires, by half. They admitted this in an interview with WUSA, TV9 News, the interview Pepco walked out on. Pepco has more customers now than it did 10 years ago. Climate change means more and worse storms, yet Pepco has cut their repair workers' jobs. Is it any wonder people get to sit in the heat while all their food rots in a refrigerator?
50 million years ago, it was hard to find the planet, so out of all that you could see, just a little bit like me, walking in your footsteps, walking in your footsteps.
Until 3 years ago, we never saw massive multi-day power outages in the D.C. area, except from Hurricane Belle in 1973, Hurricane Isabel in 2003, 30 years later, and a 1999 ice storm. Now we've had 3 summers in a row featuring major power outages, and 2010 had them in the winter too from the blizzards. First 2010 blizzards turned out the lights for days on end. That same year, 2010, featured incredible heat in mid-July, followed by violent thunderstorms ending in power outages of nearly a week. Sound familiar? The next year came Hurricane Irene and another round of power outages. Meanwhile, Pepco has got a reputation for power failures at random times. Finally, June 29th's 104-degree heat spawned the Derrico storms. Again, even after 3 rounds of outages, Pepco's half-sized workforce meant repairs took twice as long until crews could be flown in from places as far away as Canada. Had Pepco not reduced their workforce, twice as many people would have had their electricity turned back on June 30th and July 1st before most out-of-area crews arrived. Pepco has, by their practice of reducing jobs, been denying both climate change and regional growth. Pepco is continuing to buy half their electricity from coal-fired power plants, and part of that from power plants burning mountaintop removal coal is also a form of climate change denial. It looks like we're in for a perfect storm of trouble as climate change and budget cuts hit us at the same time. Local weather is controlled by the jet stream winds, which act like a fire hose that has been turned on and dropped. Global climate change at levels that are hard to measure can increase energy in the jet stream, like putting more pressure in that fire hose. The result is more extreme weather of all types, even as utilities rot from budget cuts. In years to come, electrical power will become unreliable as what used to be 10-year storms will become normal weather events. With electrical power becoming unreliable and oil becoming ever more expensive, the Great Recession could well become permanent, thus reducing coal and oil consumption and carbon dioxide emissions, but maybe too late. Still think we aren't part of Earth's natural cycles and stand above them instead? In the end, this is the sort of thing that brings empires and civilizations to their knees. With enough coal and oil consumption, today's children will literally inherit the wind.
To laugh at our extinction, but you really ought to think hard when you're walking.